faster than a speeding ticket, more powerful than the Energizer Bunny, able to leap tall bushes in a single bound, bends a wet noodle with his bare hands and changes the course of mighty anthills, and who, disguised as Mitch, a mild-mannered father of three and deacon in the church, fights a never-ending battle for truth, godliness, and the Christian way. Welcome to today's episode of the Point of Purity podcast, a weekly study filled to the brim with all the tools from Scripture you will ever need to build a lasting life of biblical purity. I'm your host, Steve Ettner, author, national speaker, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry, and this is episode number 128. And in this episode, we begin a new series taking a fun look into the fictional story of Superman and asking you the question, are you a Superman of God? Let me begin this new series by painting a word picture for you. Our scene opens with mild-mannered Mitch sitting in his pastor's office, anxiously wringing his hands while staring blankly out the window. At that moment, he feels anything but the superhero he's supposed to be, the Superman his family needs him to be. Once again, he encountered his kryptonite, and this time it had struck a devastating blow. I can't believe I did that again. Pastor, why do I keep doing the things I don't want to do? This isn't supposed to be happening to me. Why do I struggle so much with this stupid habit? Why is this sin haunting me? Everything I've tried, after all the help you've given me, you'd think I'd be over it by now. Sitting behind his desk, silently praying for wisdom and for Mitch, Pastor watched as his friend hung his head in shame. Softly, mournfully, Mitch groaned, "I hate this sin. Why do I keep giving in to it?" Can you relate? Can you feel the ache in Mitch's heart? I mean, come on, guys. We try to be the Superman that others want, that others need, that others even expect us to be. And to be honest, most of the time, we succeed. Well, at least partially. We're pretty good at presenting the spiritual man of steel persona to those who are around us. But inwardly, truth be told, we're anything but. And there are times, those ever so annoying times, that our own personal kryptonite, the sin that so easily entangles us, weakens our will. It weakens our ability to fight, and we give in to that nagging temptation. And at the moment, let's face it, it feels good, almost rewarding, almost. But then, once the wave of enjoyment passes over us, we're left sinking in the muck of regret and guilt and even shame. Where once we walked in victory, we're now wallowing in defeat. Oh, that stupid kryptonite. Now, in case someone who's listening to this episode right now has been locked up in a time capsule since the late 1930s. Let me explain kryptonite to you. You see, Superman's power comes from Earth's yellow sun. Kryptonite is the only thing that can weaken Superman. Now, at some point in the past, his home planet, which is called Krypton, exploded. And when it exploded, it sent dangerous fragments of the planet's crust plummeting to Earth, irradiating them, I think is the word I want to use here. So kryptonite is simply a radioactive element from Superman's past. Let me repeat that. It's an important point we'll bring up a little bit later, that kryptonite is a radioactive element from Superman's past. Now, depending on its size and its proximity to the Man of Steel, that green, glowing particle of planet from his former life might only weaken him momentarily, but the larger the kryptonite, the more it can sap his powers, the more powerful it is to cause him to collapse on the spot, rendering him virtually unable to move or defend himself. So armed with that kind of knowledge, kryptonite gives to the arch-villain an easy advantage over Superman. If the villain understands how it works, he can strategically use the effect of kryptonite to defeat the Man of Steel. Oh, that stupid, stupid kryptonite. Watch this now. Just like Superman, your power, your ability to effectively live a life that honors and glorifies God, your capacity to fight off the attacks of the enemy and be God's man of steel comes directly from the Son, S-O-N. The closer you are in the relationship to God's Son, the greater your power. And yet you too, myself as well, we have weaknesses. There's something that can take you down without any warning. Let's call it your kryptonite. It's a piece of your past, specifically your past life before Christ. It's a sin issue that plagues you and easily trips you up. It's that radioactive element of your former life that the archenemy of your soul uses to his advantage. Now, maybe it's just a lustful thought. Maybe it's a lazy streak or a flare of anger or even a hint of pride. It could be a piece of chocolate cake, can of beer, a cigarette, a desire to cut corners at work in order to save some bucks. Could be illicit drugs. Whatever it may be, it's part of your sinful past. It's a splinter from the planet of King Me, and it's nasty. Oh, that stupid, stupid, stupid kryptonite. I'm willing to wager that you, just like Mitch in our story, have asked yourself the penetrating question about your own kryptonite. Why do I continue to do the things I don't want to do? Why can't I be consistent in living a life that glorifies God? Why can't I get victory once and for all over this stupid sin issue in my life? Listen, my friend, don't think you're alone in this. We're all right here with you. We all encounter chunks of our own kryptonite that weaken us and take us down. I mean, even the Apostle Paul significantly wrestled with that issue. Listen as I read to you the familiar words of Romans chapter 7, verses 25 through 15. Paul said this, "I don't really understand myself. I want to do what's right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, well, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what's wrong, but I do it anyway. If I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I've discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. Oh, I love God's law with all of my heart, but there's another power within me that is at war with my mind. Now, this power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. But because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. Romans 7, verses 15 through 25. Well, if you're anything like me, after encountering your personal kryptonite for the umpteenth time, you've probably even tried to barter and bargain with God in the process, right? I mean, maybe you've prayed something like this. Oh, Father, if you'll only take this away from me, I promise you that I will, and then fill in the blank with whatever great and grand gesture that you want to give on your part that's meant to somehow impress God with your magnificent sacrifice. God, take it away from me, and I promise you this is what I'm going to do. Well, let's face it. Kryptonite, it shows up in the strangest of places and the oddest of times. And as a result, it can be very discouraging when you've cried out to God for forgiveness, for mercy, for grace to help you in your time of need, only to find that a few short hours, or if you're lucky, a few short days later, that old piece of your past, that kryptonite, once again weakens your will and ability to fight. And once again, you fall back into that same old sinful routine. And then the overwhelming feelings of guilt and shame drive you down to your knees in a renewed resolve to never do that again, only to find that the next day or the next week, the cycle repeats itself over and over and over. as you continuously give in to the same temptation that relentlessly pounds you down and down and down. Oh, that stupid kryptonite. You know, for many of us, this, let's call it a self-defeating pattern, can leave us wondering, what's wrong with me? Why am I like this? Why am I doing this? Or maybe, like me, you found yourself blame-shifting and saying, what's wrong with God? Why is he failing me? Why isn't he helping me? Why doesn't he love me? Why can't I change? God, why won't you change me? I want you to consider this. I want to submit to you that it's not that we cannot change, nor is it that for some cosmic unknown reason, the almighty, all-powerful God of the universe is choosing to not change us. Rather, deep down, we don't want to change. You see, we do what we do because in our heart, we want what we want. And as long as life is about my pleasure, my happiness, I want, I need, I deserve, I desire, I have to have, I can't live without, then I am going to be focused on doing those things that I think are going to help me achieve my perceived goals. It's vitally important that we get this point, so listen closely. As long as King Me is sitting on the throne of our heart, everything we think, everything we say, and everything we do will always, always, always be for the benefit of King Me. That's our kryptonite. That's the one thing that constantly gets between us and the sun, S-O-N. That's what drains us of our supernatural ability to stand against the attacks of the enemy. King Me needs to come off the throne of our life finally and for good, period. You know, the thing is that God has promised to equip us with everything we need to live a life that honors him, to be his man of steel. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. But listen to me, my friend. If real change is going to happen, if you and I are going to be the supermen that God has called us to be, then we must daily, we must moment by moment choose to remove the I from life. We need to dethrone and depose King Me. So guys, listen to me. Stop hanging around and playing around with your kryptonite. The bottom line is simple. The outer man, my human behavior, will not consistently glorify God until the inner man, my heart, my spiritual being, learns to glorify him every moment of every day. So let's go, guys. Let's take this journey to superherodom together, okay? Over these next few episodes, let's choose right here and right now to face the sun, S-O-N, identify our kryptonite, the pieces of our sinful past, and let's become God's men of steel. Okay, now, we're going to hit the pause button until next week's episode as we continue to look at some of the snippets that are coming out of the book that I've written entitled, Are You a Superman? Becoming God's Man of Steel. And if you'd like to learn more about today's study, or if you're interested in learning more about the Pure Man Ministry, then please take a moment and visit our website to see the multitude of resources that we've made available to you to help you in your struggle against sinful sexual temptation. You can find the website at The Purity Coach. That's one word, The Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, coach.com. And as we close, let me take just a moment. Let me tell you about this book that I keep referring to, Are You a Superman? Becoming God's Man of Steel. It's available on Amazon. And if you're looking for a 12-week men's Bible study that you can do either on your own or with an accountability partner or with a small men's group in your church, this book is a must-do. Are You a Superman of God, Becoming God's Man of Steel? It's a fun tongue-in-cheek look at what it means to be God's Man of Steel in a world that, quite frankly, is anti-God, anti-Christ, and anti-Bible. As Christian men, we try to be the Superman, the God of God that others want and need and expect us to be. We do fairly well most of the time. But inwardly, we know that we are far from being that godly man. Well, As a Superman of God, your strength, your ability to effectively live a life that honors and glorifies God, a life of purity, a life of integrity, a life of honesty, a life of godliness, that comes directly from the Son. You heard me say it multiple times, S-O-N. The closer you are in your relationship to Jesus Christ, the greater your power to resist the archenemy of your soul. Yet, truth be told, our kryptonite gets in the way. It's that, as I said a moment ago, that radioactive element of our past life before Christ. And our spiritual archenemy of our soul likes to use it to his advantage. And let me drive home this point again. When you play around with your kryptonite, it weakens your will and ability to stand firm and fight. You've heard me often refer to it as King Me. Well, in this 12-week men's Bible study, you will learn how to identify your kryptonite. But you'll also learn how to steer clear of it, how to find your super spiritual strength as you daily draw closer in your relationship to God's Son and become the man of steel that God has equipped you to be. So let me encourage you not just to listen to the upcoming episodes, but go to Amazon.com and purchase your copy of Are You a Superman of God? Becoming God's Man of Steel. Well, if you've not yet subscribed to this Point of Purity podcast, let me encourage you to do so today. I don't want you to miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next time, this is author, speaker, and purity coach Steve Etner reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, he must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.